This is module 2 and lesson 2. And today the focus is change your mind and you will change your life. Hello, this is Surya Silva, welcoming you back to Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is module 2 and lesson 2. In this lesson, we'll begin our discussion about beliefs and how they link to changing your mind and changing your life. And we're going to build onto the previous lesson about the conscious and the subconscious minds. I love this quote from Alice Walker when she says, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Do you relate to that notion of thinking you don't have any power in your life? Do you really believe yourself and what you're capable of doing? I know it took me quite some time to really learn this. I learned it intellectually and I believed in myself. Yet there was a part of my subconscious mind that didn't really believe in the value of who I was and what I offered to the world. I held on to old patterns of low self-esteem until I learned to recognize them as just patterns of thought and belief, and I learned that I could shift them into new and current ones. Thank goodness you can do that too, so that you can move into the fullness of who you are. Isn't that marvelous? It's possible to change it all. Let's begin with some revision from last week. Remember how we talked about as a young baby your pure emotion? Whatever is happening all around you goes straight into the subconscious mind. What you hear and see and feel in your environment is repeated over and over, and because you don't know anything different, you take on the beliefs as being real. It's really important for you to understand about beliefs, and we'll go into this topic in more detail in the next module. You see, you assume those beliefs are real, when oftentimes they may well just be fantasy. Beliefs shape your reality, and unfortunately, these old beliefs rarely lead to happiness. They underpin all of your decisions and choices in life, and you'll be quite surprised when you start to examine your own beliefs. I encourage you to start to take note when beliefs pop into your mind. Write them down and decide for yourself whether or not this is a belief that you want to keep, or has it become outdated, and you can let it go and replace it with new and current information. You see, beliefs are usually based in delusion and misinformation. Most of the time, they'll be outdated because they went into your system so long ago. They have little foundation in reality of your current life. And if you don't change them, they will still underpin every decision in your life. And we're learning to create a life beyond limits here, so we have to understand the limits that are happening. The challenge is, because they're so familiar to you, they feel so normal. The truth is, though, that the old patterns have been operating for some time and you've hung on to them until now. That doesn't make them current. Instead, you could say they're simply old habits that can be changed. This is what Bob Proctor calls paradigms. And paradigms are the result of all the beliefs and habits that are stored in your subconscious mind. Developing awareness is key here. In order to create your life beyond limits, you have to understand what is happening and what drives your behavior. Otherwise, the wheel just keeps turning around and you won't understand why you behave as you do. So I invite you now to start to become really aware of the messages that have become your reality. Think back to your young years. Were you encouraged to be free and to explore, to be adventurous, to break out of the mold? What messages were you given as a child? What did you learn about life? Pause for a moment. Think about the messages that you were given as a young woman about being a woman. Were you taught that it's okay to break free and be who you are? Or were you taught to conform and not rock the boat, to be good and nice and do as you're told? There's so much power in knowing the beliefs that have gone into your subconscious mind, because without this awareness, it's impossible to change them. Here are a few examples of really common beliefs. These ones have certainly been an issue with many of the women with whom I've worked. They might be for you too. Here are the examples. I'm not good enough. My goodness, if I could tell you how many women have said that to me over the years, it's really quite shocking. I think it's probably one of the deepest beliefs that happen for many women. I also think that the culture reinforces that you're not good enough. None of us are meant to be good enough, so then we have to consume more of whatever it is that you're consuming in order to feel better about yourself. Of course, you don't feel better because it's such a short-lived experience, and then you have to consume some more. That's called marketing. Or the belief might be that life is tough, or the only way to get ahead is to work really hard. Or I'll never find a suitable partner because I'm not good enough. I don't have any value, relationships are hard, I'm no good at such and such, I'm too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, my nose isn't right, my hair's the wrong colour, my skin's the wrong colour, bad things always happen to me. Beliefs become the stories that you tell yourself, and when you combine them with any form of negative self-talk, you sabotage your efforts without even knowing it. That's why it's so powerful to learn how to make it different. The beliefs and stories, they're all the things that you say to yourself that you wouldn't say to anybody else. They're what I called Nasty Nancy, Critical Caroline, Judging Joan, Silly Susan. All those things that you're saying in your mind, putting yourself down, undermining your confidence, not believing in yourself, saying all of these things over and over, I can't do it. That's how you're reinforcing the old habits. So when you notice yourself talking in this way, stop it. Catch yourself. Of course, you can do it with humor and notice, my goodness, there's that part of me speaking to myself in that way. Step back from yourself and observe when this self-talk is going on. The more you take responsibility for every part of your life and the more you learn greater awareness and consciousness, the more you can take back power in your life. You can change these old beliefs. Really start to question yourself. Remember, you have the power to change any part of your life that you want to, once you have the information and you take the actions. We'll talk more about this in the next lesson. So for now, we'll leave it there, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.